And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Well, interesting starting lineup here for Richwoods, and Todd Hersey not starting the star, Mariah Smith, who we talked about. He claimed they have a bunch of injuries. She did hyperextend her knee the other night, but continued to play. So we'll see. We'll see. And I was not believing a word he said in the pregame about, oh, yeah, we're just going to run and gun with him. We'll see. Streaks in their road, or home white, trimmed in silver and black as Richwoods wins the tip and shot quickly off the glass on the left side by Gabby Cunningham, up and good. Quickly it, back the other way. Ball knocked away. Streaks hit it back on the near sideline, Eric.
It looks like the Richwoods are going to come right out and press the Streaks. They jumped them at about the spike line on the other in the backcourt. So the Streaks have to be aware that they're going to have to help the guards get the ball off the floor.
The Knights do have three players on the bench in street clothes. They come out of man-to-man defense. Megan Young, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson, and Mickey Rodriguez. Now it's Jessica Howard, top of the key, straight on the volleyball spike line. Three-pointer, it's good!
That's exactly how you want to start this game. Jessica Howard showing her confidence.
Full court pressure, near double dribble by Carissa London. She's able to get it back and gather it. Now across midcourt right side, this is Tamplin. And she overthrows it, and that's exactly what the Streaks want Richwood to do, is get in a hurry. And that's what happened that time, as Bailey Boyer, Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, and Sadie Hamilton check in. They'll be in there with Jessica Howard.
Well, and Coach Hersey barking out orders. He was not happy with the way that ball came up the floor. Elise Tamplin did get moving a little too fast. They're going to pull this out to a full court press, but somebody's just got to bring the ball up, and it's going to be Sadie.
Yeah, Sadie just blew past Cunningham. Now three-pointer right baseline. Jessica Howard, good! Great way to start. She's got all six of the Streaks points. They lead 6-2, 7:03 to play here in the first quarter. Across midcourt left side, Maggie Cunningham runs down the right side of the lane. Nobody cut her off, but she missed the layup. Rebound to Myra Diggins. Outlet to Bailey Boyer. Down court, Jessica Howard, right wing. Faked the three that time as Tampa closed out on her. Now she's in trouble, looks for some help, and they're going to say she stepped on the sideline in front of the Richwoods bench. Streaks turn it over.
Well, that kind of goes back to what we were talking about all throughout the season. The girls do not do a good job getting that ball under their chin. They've got to hold it under their chin with the elbows out.
Now a near steal on the inbound, but finally running it down is Brianna Detra for Richwood. She'll bring it across midcourt herself. Another layup is missed, and the rebound to Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks. Sadie outlets to Bailey Boyer. Down it goes to Jessica Howard, right wing again. Back to Bailey, running down the right side. She'll lay it up, can't hit, but she's hammered by Elise Tamplin. That'll be the first foul of the basketball game. Going to the free throw line will be Bailey Boyer with two shots, 6:32 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-2.
What the Streaks have to realize at this point is it looks like Richwoods is going to try to dribble through the press. Therefore, if you get behind the play, you got to sprint back. Right there, Jessica Lieber a little slow in the transition. She's got to notice that once the ball gets in front of her, they're going to try to just push it on the dribble, so the girls have to do a better job of retreating if they are not in front of the girl with the ball.
Bailey Boyer misses the first, back in. Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, Emma Junk checks in as well. Jessica Howard still on the floor for Galesburg. Second shot for Bailey away, and this one is good. And Paige Klink will check in and replace Bailey Boyer. 6:32 to play first quarter, 7-2 Streaks. An early lead. Full court pressure from Galesburg. It will be Gabby Cunningham, sophomore, 5'10", to inbound. And it comes to Detra, back to Cunningham. Now across midcourt. This is Detra with it. On the left block, gets it inside, up off the glass, no good. Another easy shot missed by London, but she gets her own rebound, can't hit, but a foul called by the outside official. And I believe it's going to go against Paige Klink.
Well, you cannot give up that offensive rebound. It's going to go against Jamie Johnson, which is more painful. But you've got to do a better job of making sure that once that ball gets up, somebody gets underneath of Carissa London and take her out of the play.
So London goes to the free throw line with two shots. Deep knee bend. First shot is up and good. London with her first point of the ball game. And it's 7-3 Streaks. London at 5'7" and a senior for the Richwoods Knights. They come in with a record of 28-3. Sectional championship, second shot no good. Paige Klink with a rebound for the Streaks. Paige on the run across midcourt, right side, picks up against Jamie Johnson between the circles. Nikki Rodriguez, left wing, long three-pointer, off the front iron, no. And the rebound comes down to Maddie Pierce. She's a 5'7 sophomore into the Richwoods lineup. Off it goes to Cunningham. Maggie Cunningham on the right side goes to Gabby Cunningham. And she gets it to London. She puts it up and in, but now the Streaks travel on the inbound, and the Streaks turn it over.
Well, Tom, the Streaks have got to do a better job. They've been able to get away at times this season with not getting back and covering the weak side block, but that's not going to be an option here. The Richwoods obviously has identified as the weak side block as an opportunity to get some easy points, because we've seen a couple times now they've come down and just kicked it there.
Running down the right side, Maddie Pierce, and she's going to have a two-shot foul, and Coach Massey signaling a travel. I can't disagree with him on that, because she took a couple of steps holding on to the ball before she even thought about dribbling.
Well, and I'll tell you what, the other thing, watch Maggie Cunningham, because a couple times she's brought it up, she's done a lot of getting her hand underneath the ball and trying to bring it up with the carry.
Foul went against Ty Peachy. Second team foul on the Streaks. First free throw bounces high and falls off. No good for Maddie Pierce, 5'7" sophomore. Streaks lead 7-5, 5:55 to play here in the first quarter. Sectional championship from Metamora. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Glad to have you along on WGIL and WGIL.com. Second free throw no good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Gabby Cunningham. And the Streaks will bring its length to the court against. Looks like at least three-quarter court pressure from the Knights. Sadie Hamilton on the dribble. In the middle, now gets it across to Megan Young, left side. Megan on the dribble, picks it up out high and gets to Sadie Hamilton in the center circle. Sadie runs down the right side of the lane, dishes off to Myra Diggins, lay it up and got it. Nice play by Sadie Hamilton. Drew the defender, made the nice dish. Myra puts it up and in, make a 9-5 Streaks. Full court pressure, now 2-on-1 break for the Knights. Running down the left side, London, shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie with a rebound. Gives to Ty Peachy. Ty left wing to Megan Young. Megan looks for help, being guarded by Cunningham, Maggie Cunningham. Now Sadie swings it to the right wing. Jessica Lever, long three-pointer. He's good! She was out in Jessica Howard range, nearly on the sideline with that one. Jessica Lever puts it up and in, and make it 12-5. Streaks 5-10 to play first quarter. Left side, this is Detra running down, lost a handle on it. Now Pierce runs it down on the right baseline, kicks out to Maggie Cunningham. Now on the left block, this is London, drives in, misses the easy one, gets her own rebound on the right side and traveled with it. And the Streaks going to get it back. The only bad thing on that play, London's been able to get in there like she did that time and grab her own offensive board.
Well, and luckily for the Streaks, laying on the floor was Gabby Cunningham. She actually tripped London up, so London tripped over her and went to the floor, and that's why she traveled.
Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Back on the floor is Jamie Johnson, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Jessica Howard, and Rainey Sibley for the first time tonight. 4:53 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 12-5. Jamie Johnson drives down, gets to Jessica Howard on the right baseline, brings it out to the wing, kicks out to Bailey Boyer right of the center circle. Richwood's in a man-to-man defense. Now Jamie Johnson gets to Rainey Sibley. Now right wing, it's Bailey Boyer. Give it go, Jamie Johnson. Lay it up on the glass, right side, good.
Execution, Tom. If you continue to execute your game, the Streaks are going to be right here.
Right side, this is Tamplin with a nice look underneath to the left side. Shot up and no good by Detrick. Gets her own rebound on the ball. Stolen away by Rainey Sibley. She gets fouled from behind. I believe it's going to be called on Pierce for reaching in.
Third turnover of the game for Richwoods.
Foul does go against Maggie Pierce. That is the second team foul now on the Knights. And Todd Hersey calls a 30-second timeout. 4:25 to play first quarter. It is Galesburg 14, Richwoods 5. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan. They're just off the square on North Broad Street in downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. And tonight we're driving a nice 2011 Nissan Pathfinder. Very, very nice vehicle. You want to check this out, especially in the kind of weather we may be having tonight on the way home. Good thing that we're going to have four-wheel drive just in case. But a very nice vehicle. It's black. And check out 0% financing for 60 months on many of the 2011 Nissans, including the Frontier, the Rogue, the Versa, the Maxima, the Altima, Sentra, Titan, and Murano. A lot of nice vehicles on the lot, pre-owned as well. Stop by Galesburg Nissan just off the square on North Henderson Street in downtown Galesburg.
Tom, I think Mariah Smith is in street clothes.
That's why I was wondering if that was her down toward the end of the bench. Shot for Jamie Johnson is blocked. Pierce brings down the rebound. Now this is Maggie Cunningham across midcourt left side. Now dribbles to the right, top of the key, splits the defenders, drives down to the paint, lost a handle. Now her sister Gabby comes up with it. Back to Maggie, top of the key, being hounded by Rainey Sibley and Mickey Rodriguez. On the right block to Maggie Cunningham, or rather Gabby. Now this foul called as Tamplin had it on the left block, and they're going to say that, was it Rainey or Bailey?
I think it's Bailey. Bailey was playing decent defense. What happened was Tamplin tried to run a dribble by her and just caught a little bit of her leg.
So Bailey picks up the foul. That is her first 13 foul on the Streaks. It's Jessica Lever, Sadie Hamilton, Ty Peachy, Myra Diggins check in, and Jessica Howard stays on the floor. 3:58 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 14-5. So the question is, where's Maggie Smith? Maybe more of a serious injury, or Mariah Smith, more of a serious injury than we thought from the other night when she hyperextended her knee, and she did continue to play in that game. Driving in, this is Detra, can't hit the shot, but London gets the rebound, and she's got at least three or four offensive boards.
She's got three.
Able to put that one up and in. 5 points for London. 14-7 streaks, 3:38 to play, first quarter. Sadie Hamilton out high right side. Myra was open under the basket, didn't see her there. Now Sadie has it between the circles.
Myra has a flash up right there and take advantage of the fact that the whole lane was open.
Now give and go, Ty Peachy to Sadie down on the right block, puts it up and in, and she gets fouled, and I believe it's Carissa London that's going to pick up the foul. Nice, strong move by Sadie. As a matter of fact, London really got her on the arm and could have really altered the shot, but Sadie's strong enough to get it up and in, and a chance at the traditional three-point play.
I think Sadie's strength gets underestimated, Tom. I mean, she has done a great job this year. When she does get contact, she absorbs it and still able to get the shot to the rim.
16-7 streak. Sadie Hamilton to the free throw line. Shot is up and good. First points of the night for Sadie. Make it 17-7 streak. 3:26 to play here in the first quarter. The winner of this game moves on to the Pontiac Super Sectional Monday night against more than likely Hillcrest. Three-pointer, top of the key, no good for Maggie Cunningham. Rebound to London again with an offensive board. Can't hit. Sadie brings down the second rebound. Dribbles out of trouble. Now gives to Ty Peachy. Down court, Jessica Howard. Right wing, fakes the three. Now to Sadie, top of the key. To Ty Peachy, wide open, right side of the basket. Lays it up and in. Another nice look. Great ball movement by the Streaks. Ty Peachy to Jessica Howard to Sadie. Back to Ty under the basket. Lay it up and in. 19-7 streaks. Quickly back the other way. Ty Peachy with the steal. Gets to Jessica Lieber. Back to Ty on the left side. She'll stop on the wing to Jessica Lieber. Long three-pointer left side. Partially blocked, but Myra Diggins comes down with a rebound. Her shot is blocked away. Streaks will have it on the left baseline. Checking in, Paige Flink, Megan Young, Chloe Anderson, Jamie Johnson, and Jessica Howard will stay on the floor for the Streaks.
Unfortunately right there, Tom, the Streaks missed Jessica Howard. She was all alone on the near side wing. There wasn't anybody within 15 feet of her.
Megan to inbound to Jessica Howard on the right baseline. Takes it out to the wing. Now drives into the paint. Gives to Paige Plink. Top of the key. Back to Jessica Howard. Wide open three. Right wing. It's good!
You think they're going to keep leaving her all night? Jeez.
I hope they do. That's her third of the game. 22-7 streaks. 229 to play first quarter. Running down. This is Maggie Cunningham right side. And she traveled in the lane. And the Streaks are going to get it back. And just what the Streaks want. This team is just going too fast for their own good right now. As Morgan Bothast checks in for Richwood's replacing Elise Tamplin.
Great student section right now for the Streaks. They're really getting into the game over there.
Some of the basketball players and some others with jerseys painted on, wearing some basketball shorts as well. Great, as you said, a great not only student section, but fans in general for the Streaks. Jamie Johnson drives left side, gets to Megan Young, three-pointer left wing, is good! First basket for Megan. Make it 25-7 streaks. 2:02 to play here in the first quarter. Another near
screen. Oh, Chloe Anderson.
Chloe Anderson dove after the basketball, and a jump ball is called. Great hustle by Chloe Anderson. Knocked the ball away, dove to the floor, got smashed down into the floor, but way to stick with it, Chloe, and the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Great job by Chloe Anderson. That play actually started. Jessica Howard blocked the pass down, and Chloe Anderson launched herself across the floor to get to the ball while it was on the ground.
Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins in for the Streaks. This is Sadie between the circles, out high right side to Myra, right wing to Bailey Boyer. And a foul called on Jessica Lieber?
No, I think it's going to go against Myra for the illegal screen.
Oh, Myra.
Nope.
No,
you're right. They
called an illegal screen against her. I didn't see that. I'm not sure. Well, Jessica Lieber gets called for the foul. That's her first 14 fouls now on the Streaks. 1:52 to play here in the first quarter. Lead 25-7. Coach Massey shouting out some instructions to his team. I'm not sure what.
Well, you know, the unfortunate thing right there is Sadie had her in her mind that she was coming to the near side of the floor with that ball, but Mickey Rodriguez was wide open on the far side, and she was calling for the ball, and she just didn't see her in time.
And another travel by Maggie Cunningham, and she's looking at her bench and the official. She didn't know what she did, but she stopped. She tried to stop quickly and then picked up the pivot foot after she stopped.
Well, and I think the other thing she's saying is that the offense isn't moving fast enough. She was looking to get a pass, but everybody was standing still watching her bring the ball up the floor.
Audrey Lawson, a 5'5 junior, checks in for the Knights. As the Streaks have it in the backcourt, this is Bailey Boyer across midcourt left side, left wing to Mickey Rodriguez. Mickey out to Myra, left to the center circle. Myra looks over the defense, gets to Bailey Boyer out high on the right side. Bailey puts it on the floor, gets to Jessica Lieber out high left side, goes to the wing. Now the baseline stops. 10-footer is up and good. Nice move by Jessica Lieber. Took advantage of what the defense gave her. I thought she'd gotten hacked on that one as well. Now Bailey Boyer knocks it away from Cunningham, and the ball is going to go off. They're going to say it went off Richwood's last.
That was a good call.
Cunningham's leg. Nice defensive play by Bailey Boyer.
It actually looked like Mickey touched it, but then
I wasn't sure.
Then it was Audrey Lawson. She got her fingertips on it trying to get to it. She just could not get close enough.
1:22 to play first quarter. 27-7 streaks back in. Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Emma Junk, Megan Young, and Ty Peachy travel. Yeah, she was going to make the pass. pass. Then Cunningham got into the passing lane. Ty drug the pivot foot. But also Jessica Howard on the floor.
The good part about that play is Jamie Johnson picked up on the fact that they're jumping the passing lanes. She cut back door. If Ty had been able to hold her foot, she would have had a wide open pass to Jamie underneath.
Now another overthrown pass, this time by Brenna Dietzer, trying to get it to Gabby Cunningham. Overthrew her again. Another Richwoods turnover. 1:10 to play. First quarter, it's Galesburg 27, Richwoods 7.
You cannot rest on your laurels here. You've got a 20-point first quarter lead. There's a lot of game left to go, and this is a good Richwoods squad. You got to keep taking it at them.
Jamie Johnson drives down the left side of the lane. Left-handed layup comes up a bit short. Rebound down to Maggie Cunningham. Down court, it goes to Detra. Runs it down the left side. Layup no good. Carissa London, another offensive rebound. Put back no good. Now we're going to have an over-the-back call. I believe it's going to go against Gabby Cunningham. It does go against Cunningham, and that'll be her first foul and the 14th foul on Richwoods. 49 seconds to play first quarter, 27-7 streaks as Sadie Hamilton, Paige Plink, Jessica Lieber, and Myra Diggins check in. Jessica Howard will stay on the floor for Galesburg. Well, looks like Mariah Smith is not even dressed. Are we going to see her dressed for the second half?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I don't know if this is. I can't believe this is a ploy when you're down by 20 points.
Yeah, you wouldn't think. I mean, and you know, she doesn't want to risk serious injury. If the doctors told you, you know, she's the kind of player that if she could be out there, she would. Left wing, Jessica Howard fakes a three. Now brings it out to the top of the key. Stops. Gets to Paige Plink out high right side. Paige brings it back out. Gets to Sadie between the circles. 27 seconds to play. Now Jessica Lieber left wing to Jessica Howard. Between the circles, right side. Paige Klink swing it to Jessica Howard and overthrew her on the left wing. Could have taken a dribble and gotten a little bit closer. Tried to get to Jessica. She was open over there, but was not able to hit her as she overthrew a bit. Streaks turned it over. 20.8 seconds to pull back. Running down the left side. Now a bad pass that time by Morgan Bothast as she tried to get it to London and just absolutely overthrew her on a two-on-one break.
Tom, I just clarified with Todd Rudolph from the Register Mail who's sitting in front of us. He did say that Mariah was announced out for the game. So
When I was interviewing Coach Hersey, he just said, don't ask me about personnel. So I wasn't going to do it. When he said he had a lot of players injured, I wasn't going to ask names because I didn't think he would tell me. Now,
they're going to call it on the picket fence right here. They were running the picket fence. Jessica came through the middle. Myra tried to screen off. And what happened was it was Maggie Cunningham coming through the middle, kind of got caught up on Myra. I think that's kind of a cheap call there.
Yeah, Myra with the foul, 2 seconds to play, and a ball thrown off the glass. No good by Brenna Dietzer. But we have played one quarter of basketball. It has been all Silver Streaks. It's Galesburg 27, Richwood 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan. With our largest selection of new Nissans ever, we now have 0% financing for 60 months on the 2011 Versa, Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Frontier, and Titan. Program ends February 28th.
Fighting Illini football season tickets are on sale now. The Texas Bowl champions host an 8-game home schedule that includes Ohio State, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Northwestern. Illinois leads the Big Ten in rushing yards per game during the Ron Zook era. There's nothing like college football game days. Live for the game. Get your Illinois football season tickets at 1-866-ILLINI1 today.
WGIL congratulates recent button winners Deb Friend and Emma Derry. Each won $20 by wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at Metamora High School, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Second quarter just underway. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Richwoods Knights 27-7. Their star Mariah Smith not playing in the game. A travel not called, but a steal by Jamie Johnson. Jamie down the middle of the court. Left wing to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the three. Go in and up.
Oh, my God. Wow. That shot was determined to go down.
Oh, now Mickey got called for a cheap foul there, trying to cut off Detra with it. But, wow, she got every bit of the rim on that one. It bounced up and then finally fell back down through. Mickey, the only other starter that had not scored. The Streaks with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players have scored in the game for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Jessica Howard leading the way with 9 points on 3 three-pointers, make it 30-7 Streaks.
You know, you were talking about my former basketball coach was here. here the other day. Mm-hmm. One of my former employers here now.
Really? Now Bruce Mickey Hagler. Rodriguez with the steal. And her layup gets blocked by Maggie Cunningham. Good defensive play. Streets fans wanted a foul. Looked like a pretty good defensive play by Cunningham that time, though.
Yeah, it was a great play by Cunningham to get back. But you know what? That's the only play Mickey had right there. You got to take it to the rim and try to get the foul called.
Yeah, Kurt Pegler from Channel 31 over there videotaping a little bit. Now a foul on the inbound. Jamie Johnson got pumped.
That's on Gabby Cunningham, I think, her second.
Yeah, yep. It does go against Gabby. Her second, now 16 fouls on Richwood. Streaks will inbound again from the left baseline. Ty Peachy to trigger. Oh, excuse me. I'm looking at the wrong side. I'm looking at the home side there. Back in for Richwoods is Elise Tamplin, and she'll replace Gabby Cunningham. Ty Peachy to inbound. She's in there with Megan Young, Jessica Howard, Mickey Rodriguez, and Jamie Johnson. Six threes in the ballgame for the Streaks. In it comes Jessica Howard. Wide open three left wing is good.
Who brought their game tonight?
Is anybody going to guard Jessica? You would think somebody might know by now at this point of the season that you can't leave her open.
This part of the game, she's got four.
Right wing, 17-footer up and no good for Tamplin. Rebound, Ty Peachy. Ty on the run left side. On the dribble, foul between the circles. Gets bumped by Maggie Cunningham, and that's going to be her first foul. Yes. And that's a 17 foul, so Ty Peachy's going to go to the free throw line with a chance to win a bonus.
Maggie Cunningham looks like she's one of those very heady players, but very emotional player. They might be able to get in her head. She tried to take the charge there and was trying to really get inside, but good call by the officials because she got way too close and didn't give Ty enough room to operate.
Yeah, I was wrong because that was just their 16th foul there, so we'll be shooting free throws from here on out. And the Streaks turn it over. Sadie tried to get it to Jessica Howard on the right wing. Couldn't get a handle on the pass. As Sadie's in there, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Lieber, and Myra Diggins along with Jessica Howard.
Seven turnovers now for the Streaks.
6:57 to play first half, 33-7, Galesburg Silver Streaks. Dribbling down the right side, this is Detra with it. Swings it over the left wing to Maggie Cunningham. Fakes, fires an 18-footer, can't hit. Rebound to Myra Diggins for the Streaks. Hands off to Bailey Boyer. Bailey on the run, gives to Sadie. She'll bring it across left of the center circle. Now a nice look underneath Myra Diggins' left side, puts it up, no, but she gets fouled by Brenna Detra. Beautiful look from Sadie Hamilton. Kind of went up in the air. It was almost like she was throwing an alley-oop pass. Got it just over the top of the defender.
Yeah, great job. Great find by Sadie. You know, for the fact that Sadie's quote-unquote a post player, even though there's not really a true post in the system, she does a great job passing the ball, which usually it isn't always the case, but she is one of the better passers on the team.
Myra Diggins, free throw up and good. She's got 3 points to make it 34-7, streak 6:39 to play here in the first half.
A very surprising start to this game.
Second shot up and good as well.
Although the most surprising start was the fact that who didn't start.
Yeah, who didn't start. And now a push is going to be called on Bailey Boyer as she was cutting off Detra running down the left side. The only bad thing about that play, not that she got the foul, but Detra probably had no chance to make that shot.
In fact, Detra's 0 for 5 from the field, and she hasn't been able to hit from close, far, anywhere.
Bailey picks up her second, so Brenna Detra is at the free throw line. Detra at 5'6", and a sophomore for the Knights.
It looks like they're going to try to get Bailey out of here maybe after the next play.
Did they say this was a shooting foul? No, it's one and bonus.
It's one and one.
Okay, so she hits the first, so it doesn't matter anyway. Gets the bonus. Make it 35-8 streak, 6:36 to play here in the first half. Wow.
You just got to keep doing what you're doing. And you know what? We talked about this like in the Sterling game. You're not going to have this shooting all game long, so you got to milk it for as much as you can get and just keep playing hard.
Second shot, no good. Myra Diggins had the rebound. London was able to take it away from her somehow. Now a carry is going to be called, as she knew she did at that time. Maggie Cunningham, high dribble, got her hand under it. And another Richwoods turnover is Paige Klink, Jamie Johnson, Nikki Rodriguez, Emma Junk, and Jessica Howard are on the floor for the Streaks. 6.5 to play here in the first half. It's Galesburg 35, Richwoods 8. Paige Klink across midcourt to Mickey Rodriguez. Left wing out high left side to Emma Junk. Emma looks for some help. Gives it to Paige Klink right of the center circle. Now it's Jessica Howard. Left wing, long three-pointer up. Bounces off short. And a rebound brought down by Detra. Detra on the run, left side. Splits the defenders on the right. Gets to Cunningham on the right block. She misses the easy one. And the rebound, they're going to say, went off London last. Thought Paige or Jessica got in hand on it, but then London knocked it away. So the Streaks will bring it the length of the floor with 6:06 to play in the half.
Could you feel the sigh of relief come from the Richwood's bench. I mean, how, when Jessica missed that three, they realized she is human. 4 for 5 from distance now.
Now a push is going to be called.
Great
on London.
Play right here because it puts London with 2 fouls.
And Jamie Johnson is going to go to the free throw line with a chance of one of the bonus. Jamie took it and took it right at London right away. Got the hand on her. The hand check that does not always get called. Proper call. London didn't like the call, but she had her hand on her. Pushed her in the hip as Jamie took off, and she'll go to the free throw line. And London's going to be replaced by Asia Williams, a 5'8 freshman now for Rich Woods, our second Asia Williams we've seen this week.
Yeah.
There was one for Ottawa as well.
Well, and this is good because Crystal London's probably done for the half unless Coach wants to try to sneak her in there for a couple plays here and there, but she's most likely done for the half, and that will open up the rebounding lanes for the Streaks.
Free throw up and no good for Jamie. Richwood's with the basketball. Maggie Cunningham across midcourt left side and carried it off her leg. No call. Gets it over to the right wing. This is Pierce. Pierce drives in and she traveled with it, but I think, nope, yeah, I thought he was going to call a foul, but yeah, the travel was there before anybody bumped her. She was amongst three white jerseys in there, and Pierce turns it over again.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what he was going to call there because the ball came out as if she was trying to shoot it, and then she recovered it, but she did travel right before. It was just kind of a late whistle for the travel.
Choke and full court pressure. Ty Peachy, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Lieber, and Megan Young on the floor for the Streaks. This is Ty, right wing. Nice look inside to Sadie Hamilton. Yeah, but she traveled. It was a nice pass, but Sadie got caught in a bad position as the defense doubled in on her and kind of shuffled as she tried to make the catch between the defenders.
Kind of a similar play than what just happened at the other end in that the ball got caught up on the defenders and she just tried to move away and couldn't.
Now the inbound, losing the handle on it, is Richwood's trying to get it into Audrey Lawson. Nice job by Ty. He's just being in Lawson's way. She couldn't run the pass down.
Well, and I was a little worried that Ty was going to get the block. She didn't have very good position there. I think a block could have been called as right away Audrey Lawson comes back out of the game.
Replaced by Morgan. I'm saying Bothast. B-O-T-H-A-S-T.
I think it's Bothast. We're going with that.
5'4 senior. Myra Diggins on high right side. Ty now on the right wing to Sadie Hamilton. Give a go. Sadie right side. Lay it up and in. And it's 37-8 Streaks. And it comes to Pierce in the backcourt. Now this is Bothast across midcourt left side. Left baseline. The freshman Williams up with a shot. It's an air ball. Rebound on the weak side. Comes down to Getra. She puts it up but can't hit. But she's going to get a foul call from behind. It's going to go against Jessica Lieber. That's going to be her second foul. And going to the free throw line will be Brenna Detra.
She's out with a pair of players with 2 fouls. Bailey Boyer with 2 and Jessica Lieber with 2.
5:07 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 37.
Was up. That one rolled out no good. Detra has another. This one is up. This one is good. It's 2 for 4 from the line. Make it 37-9 Streaks. 5:05 to play here in the first half. Bailey Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Rainey Sibley, and Jessica Howard in for the Streaks. Jamie, left wing, drives down the left side, the length shot blocked, no foul. The rebound comes down to Jessica Howard. She'll dribble out and fire the three, and it's good! What a play by Jessica Howard. Grabbed the rebound, dribbled out to the left wing, turned, set herself, put the shot up and in, and now another turnover by Richwood. The Cunningham throws it out of bounds, and the Streaks get back, leading 40-9 with 4:46 to play here in the first half.
I don't know what these
here are the first half.
I don't know what these girls ate for breakfast. They're going to make this a regular habit because just now 5 for 6 from distance.
Bailey Boyer inbound for the left baseline into Jessica Howard, left wing, back to Bailey on the left baseline. Now Jess out high left side, back to Bailey Boyer, left wing.
Yeah, Johnson with a drive down the right side, tried to get the shot up, and a jump ball called. Nice defensive play by Maggie Cunningham as Jamie put it up. Cunningham able to get her hands on foul ball. Some officials would call that a foul, but pretty good defensive play.
No, that was a great defensive play. I really like what I see from Maggie Cunningham, a very athletic, smart player. She does a great job. She gets herself in good positions on the defensive end.
And the possession arrow points toward the three. Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton in for the Streaks. Jessica Howard, right wing to Ty Peachy, top of the key. Now backdoor pass, Sadie Hamilton, right side up off the glass. Good. Nice ball movement again by the Streaks. 5 fouls, Sadie wide open underneath. They get 42-9.
They just did not see her.
It looked like they were in a 2-3 zone that time, and I don't think that's what you want to do when the Streaks are shooting the way they are from on the perimeter, but they just show they can also beat you by picking you apart.
Yeah, great job by the Streaks right there moving the basketball, and they're going to find that there's going to be a lot of openings in there for things like that.
Ty Peachy gets called for the reach.
It's her second foul.
Second on her. 4:13 to play. Going to the free throw line. Detra goes back there for the third time here on the second quarter. Another one, a bonus drive. Prior to that, Myra Diggins was able to knock one away on the far sideline. Detra's first shot is up and good. She will get the bonus. That is now 19 fouls on the streak. So from here on out, the Knights will be shooting two. 4:13 to play here in the first quarter. Richwood's now in double digits after the streak. Shooting section is chanting double digits for them. And now making 42-11 as she hits the second. High PT across midcourt, right side. On the dribble, just Sadie just outside the center circle from straight on. Out high right side to Meyer Diggins, right wing to Ty PT. Back to Jessica Howard, a three-pointer from on top of this volleyball's pipeline, a little bit short. The rebound comes down to Detra, and she steps out of bounds, just lost a handle on it. And he's going to ask for help. I don't think the other official saw it either, though.
No.
I mean, she did get bumped. She ran into Gabby. She's going to go back to the street, but don't call a foul. That's got to be deals for basketball. She just kind of ran into Sadie and kind of bounced off and fell out of bounds with her.
Well,
so and tried to act like she didn't touch it last.
Well, and the strange thing, oh, now they're switching and they're giving
it. Oh, wait a minute.
I don't know how you switch this here, but...
They said white ball.
Yeah, they did.
Huh. Well, Richwood has it. This is Detra across the court, top of the key, right baseline. It goes to Bothas. 17-footer, no good. Jessica Howard down with a rebound. Paige Plink, Jandy Johnson, Megan Young, Chloe Anderson also in for the streak. 3:43 to play in a half. 42-11, Galesburg. Jamie Johnson out high on the left side. On the dribble gets bumped. No call. Actually got mugged on that one. Gets Chloe Anderson. Now Paige Plink out high right side. To Jessica Howard out high on the left side. Dribbles between the circles. Now to Paige Plink right at the center circle. Paige looks over the defense with 3.5 to play. And Jamie getting pushed all over the floor by the freshman Williams. And now finally they're going to call it. And Jamie's going to go to the free throw line with a chance to one opponent.
You think they finally picked up on the fact that they've got a guard Jessica Howard all over the floor? It doesn't matter where Jess is now.
Yeah.
They've got a girl in her face. She was almost all the way out. There's a red bird in the middle of the arena here with the feathers going all the way up to the spike line, and she was behind the spike line towards the feathers and still had a girl all over.
So Jamie goes to the free throw line with a chance to win a bonus. 2 points tonight. Jamie, of course, with a one-man show in the third quarter the other night against Ottawa. Went on her own, what, 14-0
yeah.
run? And had 16 in the quarter and ended up with 25 for the game. And she's at the free throw line. Streak lead 42-11, 3:24 to play. That first shot is up, and it is good. She will get the bonus. You know, and you got to think, Eric, granted, Mariah Smith is a great player, probably the best the Streaks would have seen this year, but she would have made a difference on the offensive end and some on the defense, but the Streaks are playing well enough. You know, I have no doubt that we would still be winning this game, but probably not as much if she was here.
Yeah.
Another turnover by Richwood, and the pass went right off the back of the foot of Carissa London.
Well, right now, if I'm the Streaks, I come down, I find out who Carissa London is guarding. It looks like it's going to be Myra.
Yeah.
You try to work a play to get the ball to Myra and see if she can pick up that third foul.
Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Nikki Rodriguez, Myra, and Jessica Lieber on the floor for the Streaks. Bailey Boyer on the dribble gets bumped, no foul. Now Jessica Lieber has it on the right sideline. Gives to Sadie, now Bailey right at the center circle. She'll dribble right. Now picked up and gives to Jessica Lieber. Nearly traveling again.
And they're going
to
call it.
Oh, no, timeout. No.
Oh.
Gave Evan Massey the 30-second timeout. 3:02 to play here in the first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks are leading the Richwood Knights 44-11. The Streaks with a 27-7 lead at the end of the first quarter. Granted, as we said, the Richwood star, Mariah Smith, in street clothes on the bench. A couple of other players as well. They've had some injuries. Smith did get injured the other night. She hyperextended her knee against East Peoria, but she did play some more in that game after that. But they're not even dressed tonight.
Yeah, I would imagine that a subsequent MRI or something showed that there was at least a weakness if she's not playing in this, because this would be a tough thing for her to do. Sit and watch her team. You know, they also, and I'm trying to figure out who the other girl is on the bench with her, but also real tall.
She was taller. It must be, was it Brianna Baker?
It might be Brianna Baker, who's also injured with the brace on her knee.
Because she was one of them that had been a starter for Richard, but she's actually a little bit taller than Smith even.
Right there, Coach Matthew had set up some kind of play. Ty was listening to him in the backcourt, and he started screaming at her to go because the clock was running.
Jessica Howard, three-pointer at high right side. She's got another one. 6 threes in the game for Jessica Howard, and they get 47-11. But now Jessica gets called for a foul on the inbound. Streaks in on Cunningham. We're walking back the other way, and going to the free throw line will be Maggie Cunningham.
Just the first on Jessica.
18 points in the ball game for Jessica Howard, all on three-pointers, and... Are they going to guard her out there?
I don't think they might recognize. You would almost think that Jessica's switching numbers every time she goes to the bench because they cannot find her.
I don't know how. Maggie Cunningham at the free throw line. First shot bounces off, no good. She's up there for two as the Streaks have 10 team fouls down the half. 2:43 to play in the first half. 47-11 Streak. So this is one, you know, we've talked about this game in a game out. Third quarter, I don't care how much run by. You want to come out strong in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Really put the team away. Don't let them get any confidence.
Definitely. And, you know, as Emma Jung comes out with the rebound on the missed free throw, the thing is, you're up by 36 right now, but it doesn't feel like 36 because you know how dangerous this Richwood team is.
Emma Johnson there's the rebound. Now Jamie Johnson has it in the center, sort of out high left side. This high PC streak has to hold on and work some clock at this point with 2:22 to play in the half. There, it looks like maybe they're going to try to pull them out of this 2-on-2 zone.
Well, it looked like for a second there they were in a 1-3-1, but they've bounced back to a 2-3 now.
Now Ty Peete, top of the key with it, and looked over at Coach Massey.
Can't do that.
No, and it was Maddie Pierce was able to reach in and snag it away, and a jump ball was called, so the Streets turned it over.
This is a smart Richwood basketball team. You cannot take plays off. Twice there we saw Ty kind of lose her focus. Once here where Coach had to yell at her to get her back moving with the basketball, and then on that one, Bassett started yelling at her. She stopped, turned around, and that's when she tied her up.
Nice defensive play by Sadie Hamilton. Pierce tried to get it inside to London. Sadie snatched the pass out of the air under 2 minutes to play in the half. Left wing, Jessica Lieber with it. Now to Myra Diggins, out between the circles. Out high right side, Paige playing. Paige looks over the defense. Down high left side to Jessica Howard.
This has got to be a foul right here on Crystal London. Yes. That's her third. Yes. Basically what happened was there's a ball reversal. Jess came out. Sadie did a good job screening the side of the zone. She screened Crystal London, and London, instead of going around her, tried to run through her and just push her straight down to the ground.
Yeah, Sadie ended up on her back, and she goes to the free throw line with two shots. 1:48 to play in the half. Three fouls now on Crystal London. Coach is not taking her out as of yet.
No.
I think he does have somebody at the bench to play.
Yeah, she's Asia Williams that come back in.
So Sadie's first shot is good. She's got eight. Megan, 48-11 streak. Back in from Dealsburg. Megan down. Ty Peachy, also Myra Diggins, Jessica Howard, Sadie Hamilton on the floor for the Galesburg Silver Streak. 1:48 to play in the first half. The winner of this game moves on to the Super Sectional Monday night at Pontiac. Second shot up and good as well for Sadie. She's got nine, and Jamie Johnson will replace Sadie.
Two-thirds of the new local news networks are here.
Yeah, see, no Channel 8 here tonight. They were actually here, well, I guess because Ottawa is somewhat in their viewing area as well, although on the fringes, I would have thought they would have been here as well.
Well, maybe unless they use the same as Channel 3 since they're owned by a same
that
company.
Could be. Now a steal by Jessica Howard, 1:35 to play. Streets get it back on another Richwood turnover. Richwood back that well. I'm not sure that's a 2-3.
Yeah.
But the middle person coming out high as they're kind of spreading the 2-3 out. Ty on the dribble out high right side, picks up her dribble. Somebody needs to get the middle. Finally gets it out on the right side to Myra. Ty now to Jamie Johnson at the center dribble.
You're right. They're trying to run the weave up top. If somebody just has to be in the middle of the floor and give some relief to the two people at the top of the zone.
Streets to get to run the clock here. 1:09 now. And Jamie gets Ty Peachy between the circles, and she gets hammered. Wow, that's not a far play
right
here. About, 30 feet for the basket. Why do you commit that foul when now Ty Peachy is going to go to the free throw line with two shots as Richwood now has 10 fouls?
But in the answer to your rhetorical question, I think it's just frustration at that point. You're down by 38 points, and Pierce seems like she's a very aggressive player. She's just trying to make something happen.
First free throw for Ty. Off the front of the iron, and still bounces up and falls through. literally the front, not the top, but the front of the iron still got the shooter's roll.
She's been taking shooting lessons from Dimitri McCabe.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously.
He had one of that Michigan game that really bounced off the front iron, somehow bounced up on a three and went through. Second shot also good for Ty, and she'll be replaced by Paige Plink. So it's Myra Diggins, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, and Paige Plink. Streaks now in a 1-3-1 half-court zone, half-court trap with 1 minute to play. Back door wide open left side. Williams lays it up off the glass and got it.
I would nix that play.
Yeah, I think so. First pass to Williams. Now Jessica Howard, right wing, three-pointer.
Wow.
Will somebody please guard her?
No.
54-13 streak. Now Williams gets another one, this time from the right side. And defense on it that time. They get 54-14 or 15 with 34 seconds to play. Jamie Johnson between the circles with it. Gets the page blank left to the center circle. 29 seconds to play. Now Jamie out high left side. And Coach Massey calling out play number one. And Jamie Johnson going to pull it out and reset. Page blank in the center circle. Dribbles right. Now back to the left. And looks for help. Gets Jamie Johnson out on the left side. 16 seconds to play. Jamie dribbles right. Picks up. Looks for help now. Not a good place to pick up the dribble. Hands off to Paige Plink. 10 seconds to play. And now the pass got knocked away. Yeah, there was the official on the near side. Saw that the pass did get knocked away. Streets will have it on the far sideline. 8 seconds to play. Ty Peachy is going to check in and replace Paige Plink.
Well, right there, the Streets just kept running in the same 4 to 6 foot area. Somebody's got to flash up. The whole baseline was open. The middle of the floor was open. They had 3 to 4 Richwood defenders at different times standing in one small area with the Streaks. They've got to do a better job of moving that basketball. And they can't be afraid to go down low. I know they're trying to waste some time, but you've got to be able to go down low, too.
High peak in the backcourt. 5 seconds to play. Megan Young, right wing with four. Looks for help with three on the dribble, and she gets bumped.
No.
Oh, no, they're going to say she went out of bounds. Wow, she got forced out of bounds on that one by Audrey Lawson. So Richwood has it. They'll bring it from three-quarter court with 2.2 seconds to play. Just don't want to give up an easy long one, but the way Richwood is set up, I don't think they're going to even go for one. Yeah. Here comes the backcourt. Cunningham, she's not even going to get a shot off. Actually does, but it's really close. We have played one half of basketball. Can't you believe it? After one half, it is Galesburg 54, Richwood 15. We're going to come back with our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare. Come back. We'll talk about this one, run down our first half stats, and talk about the upcoming schedule as well. 54-15, Galesburg leads at the half. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Pekin Insurance for all kinds of people, for all kinds of reasons. Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, understands there's more to insurance than the policy. It's the people who matter most. Craddy Insurance strives to offer you the most comprehensive policies, whether it be for your home, auto, life, health, or business, at premiums that will fit your individual budget. Call your Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, for insurance that goes beyond the expected to make a difference for you.
Got $2 on you? Then you've got a ride. Why spend a bunch of money on a cab or freeze your toes off waiting for the bus when the VNA van will come right to you and take you exactly where you need to go for just a couple of bucks? Anyone in Knox County can use the VNA van. All you have to do is give them a call and tell them when and where you need them. They're available Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and night and weekend rides are available by appointment. It's clean, safe, and reliable transportation for anyone in Knox County. So call 342-1152 and get where you're going with VNA Transportation.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Proud to bring you the action of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare.
Back here at Metamora High School, we are at halftime, and can you believe this? At the half, it is Galesburg 54, Richwood's 15. That's right, 54 to 15. The Streaks outscored Richwood's 27 to 7 in the first quarter, and almost identical second quarter as the Streaks outscored Richwood's 27 to 8 and lead 54-15 at halftime. Well, part of what's going on is that the star for the Richwood Knights, Mariah Smith, she's headed to Princeton. She's an all-stater and academic all-stater. She's headed to Princeton to play basketball and major in biomedical engineering. She was injured the other night against East Peoria. She is not playing tonight. A bit of a surprise because after her injury, she had hyperextended one of her knees. She did play some more in that game the other night, but apparently the injury is bad enough that she is not playing. Now, that being said, if you would have watched this first half of basketball, if Mariah Smith was on the floor, the score may not be 54-14, but the Streaks, you know, as you said, Eric, you said this off the air, we talked on the way over here about the things the Streaks needed to do to be able to win this game. They've done every one of those things, and I think if Mariah Smith was on the floor, the Streaks would still be winning this game, and maybe even handily, maybe not like this, maybe not a blowout, but they might even be winning this game handily, having been able to do the things they did in this first half, because granted, Jessica Howard went crazy in the first half with 7 three-pointers, but the Streaks had so much balance. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different players scored for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and that is hard to stop.
Oh my gosh. And you know, we were talking, what game was it, the Sterling game, about how great they shot in that regional championship. The numbers that I've tabulated so far are just going to blow those numbers away, and they've just come out, and they've come out with a hunger. They've come out and they've played well. And you know, you talk about every element of the game, from rebounding to defense to offense to screens to getting to the foul line to getting the other team in foul trouble. They've done everything.
We're at halftime, 54-15. Our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is healthcare. Galesburg leading 54-15. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. 54-15 is our halftime score. Coming up tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys are back in action. It's the season finale. The Wharton Field has to take on the Moline Maroons. Should be a great game up there. And that is a big one. It's for second place in the Western Big Six Conference. Brad Benowitz, Jib Lee will bring you that action around 7:06 for the pregame. Now, the start of that game is probably going to be delayed because for the third straight game, Galesburg is playing on somebody else's home floor where they're having a senior night festivity. So that's going to take place at Wharton Field tomorrow night. Brad and Jim will have that action for you right here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Now, coming up this weekend, the Illinois Fighting Illini are back in action. I'm not sure yet if they've decided. This is either going to be a Saturday or Sunday game. I'm not sure. I think for TV reasons, it had not been decided yet. But we will have the game for you either Saturday or Sunday this weekend. Now, if things continue to go the way they are right now, we're going to bring you more Galesburg Silver Street girls basketball coming up on Monday night. The Super Sectional will take place at Pontiac on Monday night. This sectional championship against the winner of the Rich East Sectional taking place in Park Forest, and that is Hillcrest out of Country Club Hills. They're taking on Morgan Park out of the Chicago Public League tonight, and Hillcrest, obviously the favorite of that one. They've had a very good program up there. In fact, one of the years the Streaks were making their nine straight trips to state, they played one of those Saturday afternoon games up at Hillcrest, lost on a last-second shot by Janelle Hughes from Hillcrest. She's a young lady that went on to play at Illinois, so that tells you a little bit about that program and the athleticism of those girls. But I'll tell you what, our girls step out on the floor with that team, Montini or anybody, the way the confidence they're playing with and the way they're playing, I'll put us up against anybody.
Well, just to give you a little preview, Country Club Hills Hillcrest, their first game against CICS Longwood, Chicago, they won 96-35. Then they played Ileana Christian, they beat them 92-38. Then they played Rich South, they beat them 74-46 going into the Morgan Park game. So you know
they might like to get up and to win this game tonight. That would be Monday night. Eric and I would take the air a little bit after 7:00. It'll be a tip off at 7:30 from Pontiac. I still don't know how in the world the Super Sectional is at Pontiac when there's so many college courts downstate, but nonetheless, that's where it will be played at Pontiac on Monday night at 7:30. We're going to take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats. It's Galesburg 54, Richwoods 15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Got every pooch on the block following me around? Can't blame them. I'm gorgeous. I use shampoos and conditioners made for my coat. I blow it out using Conair's Yellow Dog, a dryer for pets. And with a quick run of the Furminator down my back, say bye-bye to loose hairs. Excuse me, won't you? Time for my pedicure.
Arf, arf. Doggy Spa Supplies from Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
It's Ashley Blake from WGIL, reminding you it's time to order your bare root tree seedlings and fish from the Knox County Soil and Water Conservation District. Money from this fundraiser benefits its educational programs. Order trees by March 28th or any of 10 fish by April 8th. Get more details at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in Galesburg.
This is Jeff Plank with Galesburg Nissan. With our largest selection of new Nissans ever, we now have 0% financing for 60 months on the 2011 Versa, Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Frontier, and Titan. Program ends February 28th.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Discovery Depot, where play and learning go hand in hand, and by Dr. Hausline and the Hearing Clinic in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the action of GHS girls basketball on WGIL.
The official WGIL weather forecast with a winter storm warning in effect from 6 tonight until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow likely tonight, accumulation of 5 to 10 inches, low of 28 degrees with wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, a high of 32 degrees. And for Friday night, cloudy skies, 30% chance of snow and a low around 24 degrees. Currently, it is 30 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
The Western Big Six finale for the Galesburg boys basketball team comes up tomorrow night at Moline. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast from Wharton Fieldhouse, where the Streaks take on the Maroons Friday at 7:10 on WGIL.
Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson back at Metamora High School. We're at halftime. It's Galesburg 54, Metamora 15. Our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Quickly scoring wise, Jessica Howard, 21 points on 7 3-pointers. 3 for Mickey Rodriguez. 3 points for Jamie Johnson. 9 for Sadie Hamilton. 4 for Ty Peachy. 5 for Jessica Lieber. 3 for Megan Young. 4 for Mara Diggins. 1 for Bailey Boyer. Streaks 10 3-pointers. 9 for 13 from the line.
Turnover battle, 17-12. Streaks plus 5 there. Rebounding battle, 17-12, Streaks plus 5 there. Offensive rebounds look 6-3. Richwoods has a plus 3 advantage. Richwoods 5 of 23 from the floor. The Streaks 17 of 26 from the floor.
Galesburg with
10 of 14 from 3-point range.
Streaks basketball to start the second half. Megan Young, JB Johnson, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Mickey Rodriguez on the floor. Richwoods comes out the same way. They started in man-to-man. Jessica Howard, 3-pointer right wing. Bounces off short. Jamie Johnson with the rebound, but she's going to be called for the travel. Nice job on corralling the rebound by Jamie, but kind of lost her balance a little bit. Nate, I kind of hopped on that left foot as she came down, got called for the travel.
Yeah, let's hope Justin cool off just because she had a little bit of time off now.
Full court pressure from the Streaks on the dribble. This is Detra. Stops inside the free throw line. She traveled with it, and the Streaks get it back on a Richwood's turnover. So the teams exchange turnovers to start the second half. 54-15 Streaks.
I don't know how Detra is currently complaining about it being called for travel there because it was pretty obvious.
This is Ty Peachy on the dribble in the backcourt, working against Tamplin. Now across midcourt right side, gets to Megan Young down in the right corner, brings it out to the wing, kicks out to Jamie Johnson. Ball goes into the backcourt. It was tipped away, though. Jamie runs down, gives to Ty, back into the frontcourt, now to Jamie, left of the center circle. Richwood back in a man-to-man. Right wing, Ty Peachy with her, look for Jamie on the give and go, couldn't find her. Jamie lost her footing, fell on the right baseline. Now Ty on the dribble, gets pushed, no call. Brings it back to the right, and now they're not calling the hand check against Tamplin. And now we're going to call it as Tamplin stepped in and kind of bumped Jamie a little bit less of a foul there than it was earlier against Ty.
Yeah, there she just kind of accidentally grazed her with her arm. Before, she was pushing Ty around the floor.
Second foul on Tamplin, first team foul on the second half. In for Galesburg, Jessica Lieber, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins, and Jessica Howard stays on the floor. Sadie to inbound just in front of the scorer's table, just in front of our position here at midcourt at Metamora. 7:05 to play third quarter. Galesburg up 54-15 as Streaks turn it over. Coach Massey not happy that time. Sadie just kind of took her eye off the ball, well, lost a handle on it.
I don't think she was expecting the pass. She set the screen for Bailey. Bailey tried to get to her on the roll, but Sadie never rolled.
This is Tamplin on the run inside. Now a steal by Sadie Hamilton. That's the good thing about basketball. You make one mistake and you can turn around and make right up for it. Now Bailey Boyer throws it across and turns it over for the Streaks.
Team's now trading turnovers.
Now a steal by Bailey Boyer. There you go. Oh, are you kidding me? Who are they going to call the foul on?
They're going to get it on Myra, but that's a tough call right there because it looked like Detra lost the ball, and Myra was following her and just kind of got her hands on the back, and Detra went down, so it looked like she pushed her.
And there was two officials right on top of the play. This official was on the far side of the floor, nowhere near. Three-pointer is up and no good by Detra. Jessica Howard down with a rebound, gives to Sadie Hamilton, now Bailey Boyer. Bailey across midcourt in the center circle, gives to Sadie out between the circles, 6:34 to play. Third quarter, Sadie drives down the right side lane, gets bumped, no call. Now gets the ball back, kicks out to Jessica Howard. Now Bailey Boyer drives right down the right side of the lane, lays it up off the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Detra for Richwoods. On the run, this is Cunningham. Nice pass to the left side to Tamplin running the floor, and she lays it up and in. First basket of the ballgame for Elise Tamplin. Make it 54-17. Streaks yet to score in this third quarter. 6:11 to play. Bailey Boyer on the dribble between the circles, and that's the one thing we talked about. Didn't want the Streaks to have a start to the third quarter, but so far they have. Myra Diggins out high right side, right wing to Bailey Boyer, give and go to Sadie Hamilton, lays it up right side, and she is fouled by Gabby Cunningham, and that is going to be the third foul on Gabby Cunningham. Sadie puts it up and in. She's got 11 and a chance at the three-point play. You talked about it in the first half that her strength is deceptive. You don't talk much about the strength of Sadie Hamilton, but she is a strong player going to the basket.
Yeah, and the other good thing about basketball is momentum can change in a hurry.
Yeah.
Great job by Sadie right there. Nice, strong play, like you said, Tom. She does a good job of getting it in that right hand or in the left hand and going up with that hand. That's why they teach you how to shoot the layups with your hand on that side of the basket so that if you get hit on the offside, you can still get that ball to the rim.
Sadie goes and hits the free throws, make it 57-17 as Jamie Johnson, Paige Klink, Emma Junk, Mickey Rodriguez check in. Jessica Howard stays on the full court pressure, and it comes to London. Now this is Maggie Cunningham across midcourt right side. Stops just inside the free throw line, right baseline to Tamplin. 15-footer is up, bounces off, no good. Rebound tipped up by Jamie Johnson, couldn't reel it in. And it's Gabby Cunningham with a rebound. She puts it up, can't hit, but a foul's going to be called. They're going to get Paige Klink for the reach on that one. So Gabby Cunningham's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. First foul on Paige. Second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half.
Well, 40-point lead right now for the Streaks is really the high water mark of this game so far.
5:47 to play here in the third quarter. First free throw for Gabby Cunningham is up and good.
Or should I say near the high water mark, which is 41 at 54-13.
5'10 sophomore Gabby Cunningham for the Ridgewoods Knights. Second shot is up and good as well. Her first points of the ball game, make it 57-19. 5:47 to play here in the third quarter. Choking full court pressure again from the Knights. Gamby Johnson easily cross midcourt, left side on the dribble. Now right of the center circle to Emma Junk, right wing to Paige Klink. Paige puts it on the floor, now looks for help. Gets to Jamie Johnson on the right wing, and she gets pushed by Gabby Cunningham.
That's
and she
four.
Just picked up her fourth foul. Nice job, Jamie Johnson, again with recognition. Saw Cunningham trying to overplay her, so she went right at her on the baseline.
Well, not a whole lot Coach Hersey can do here because, you know, four fouls now. She takes her out, but, you know, you're down by 38 points. You've got to just play what you got.
Inbound kicked away by Maggie Cunningham. Jay Johnson inbound. She's in there with Emma Jump, Mickey Rodriguez, Paige Klink, and Jessica Howard. Jamie looking for somebody, going to get a five call. Finally gets it in to Paige Klink. Didn't seem like anybody was paying attention to Jamie at that point as she was trying to inbound. Now right wing, it's Jessica Howard, and she drives, but a reach call against Tamplin. And Tamplin, again, didn't think she committed the foul.
No.
There was a lot of contact.
But when you reach around in front and you make contact, you're going to get called with that every time. That's her third. And, you know, what I liked the idea that Paige Klink had right there. She pulled the ball through, drove right by Tamplin, but instead of going all the way to the rim, which I thought she could have easily had a layup because she had the step on Tamplin, she went back out to Josh. She's got to learn to be a little bit more selfish and take that one all the way to the hoop.
Ty Peachy, Jessica Lieber, Sadie Hamilton, Myra Diggins, Megan Young in for the Streaks. Jessica Lieber, long three-pointer right side, no good. Myra Diggins down with the rebound, got tipped away. Maggie Cunningham comes up with the Richwoods. Cunningham on the run, knocked away from behind by Megan Young. Ball goes to the floor. Detra comes up with it. She can't hit the shot. On the weak side, this is Tamplin. She puts it up off the glass and got it. First second basket of the game and of the quarter. Make it 57-19. Streaks, 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Ty Peachy across midcourt, left side. Picks up her dribble, gives to Megan Young on the left wing. Now to Myra between the circles, out high right side to Ty. Ty looks over the defense and swings it to Jessica Lieber, left wing. Wide open three. It's good! Second three of the ball game for Jessica Lieber. She's got eight, make it 60-21 Streaks. Maggie Cunningham travels again in the lane.
Oh, no, they're going
to call a push. Boy, she just stopped and picked that foot up, and I did not see. She didn't get pushed from behind. I'm not sure where she would have gotten pushed from.
I don't know. And who did he he called that Myra.
Wow. That is her third foul. I thought Myra was under the basket on that play. Well, that's the third on Myra. 13 foul on the Streaks here in the second half. Maggie Cunningham inbound from the left baseline for Richwoods. Rainey Sibley in now for the Streaks. Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez. Cunningham on the left baseline, behind the back dribble, out to the wing, now back to the baseline, picked up, look for help, now left wing, it goes to Pierce, top of the key, this is Tamplin, right wing goes to Detra, now London on the right block, leans in, can't hit the shot, Jamie Johnson down with the rebound, lost the handle, London gets it back, and she puts it up and in.
Well, right there, Jamie didn't secure that ball, and it kind of rolled off her hands, and London just went and took it from her.
60-23 Streaks, 4:15 to play here in the third quarter. Now bump is going to be called on Maggie Cunningham. She got the worst of that. That was not a good move to step in front of Jamie Johnson when she had a head of steam.
Well,
and there was no way that was going to be a charge.
Well, I liked the idea Maggie had because what happened was Jamie was coming towards us, reverse direction, went back the other way, and didn't see Cunningham coming, but she didn't give – you've got to give the ball handler a little bit more space. You can't stand right on the other side, so when she turns around –
And she actually kind of hit the floor and did a flip and was able to pop right back up. Inbound pass knocked away. Jamie Johnson will trigger again from the far sideline. 4:13 to play. Third quarter. Streaks lead 60-23. Bailey Boyer right at the center circle to Jamie Johnson between the circles. Now Rainey Sibley on high right side. Right wing to Bailey Boyer. Jamie Johnson give and go. Lays it up. No. Another nice defensive play by Maggie Cunningham as she was right on top of the ball. It was a low pass, so Jamie caught it down by her right hip. trying to put it up, and Cunningham right there to knock it away.
Yeah, she has a good eye for the ball. She knows where to go get the ball from. And that ball, again, like you stated, Jamie brought it low, and she just went and got it down there.
Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, Sadie Hamilton, Jessica Howard, and Ty Peachy for the streaks as Galesburg turned over. But streaks get it right back as Pierce lost a handle on it at midcourt. And the streaks get it right back with 4 minutes to play in the third, leading 60-23.
That's the 20th turnover of the game for the Richwood Knights. Ooh, just nearly over and back right there on Ty.
Ty jumped from the front court into the back court that time to make that catch, and streaks have it. Now it's Ty with it out high on the right side. Looks over the defense. Now to Sadie Hamilton out high on the left side. She'll drive into the paint. Kicks back out to Jessica Lieber. Top of the key. Drives left side in the paint. 14-footer up. Partially blocked. Looked like she got bumped. No call. Now Tampling down with it. Or Tampling, rather, for the Knights. Down on the right baseline. This is Pierce. Looking for help. Kicks back out to Tampling. Now top of the key. Maggie Cunningham dribbles left. Down the left side of the lane. Back to the right side. Scoops it up off the glass. Comes up short. Sadie Hamilton with a rebound. Outlet to Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble. Two players to get around. Finally gets it across midcourt left side with 3:22 to play in the third. Streaks leading 60-23. Jessica Lieber on the dribble to Myra Diggins in the center circle. Myra hands off to Ty right of the center circle. She'll dribble right and brings it back out high. Man-to-man defense by Richwoods. Top of the key, it's Sadie Hamilton with it. Out high right side, Myra. Right side now to Ty Peachy. Looking over the defense. And let's see, what's the call going to be? Is it going to be against London for a push?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
it is.
Carissa London, that is her fourth foul of the ball game. So Gabby Cunningham and Carissa London, both with four fouls, two of the better players for Richwoods, and she's going to go to the bench as Asia Williams checks in. Also checking back in is Audrey Loss, or rather Morgan Bothast for Richwoods. It's Tamplin goes to the bench as well.
Paige six Clint. Fouls already for Richwoods.
Long three-pointer right side. Jessica Howard comes up short. That was way out on the right side as she's back in there with Paige Plink, Megan Young, Emma Junk, and or rather Chloe Anderson and Jamie Johnson. This is Maggie Cunningham on the run right side. Nice pass to the left baseline. Williams up off the glass and got it. Cunningham made a nice pass there.
Yeah, and Asia Williams has pretty decent touch, it looks like. She's now 3-for-4 from the field.
I'm trying to find her on my scorecard. Here we go. Right wing, Paige Plink with it. 60-25, streaks lead. And
you know,
who did they call that on?
I don't know.
Chloe Anderson. I have no idea what the call was.
I don't know either.
The call for an illegal pick or what? I really don't know.
Well, this official over here likes to call a lot of calls on the other side of the floor. So
yes, he does. Wow. Out high on the left side, Maggie Cunningham, long three of her own from the left side, way short. Rebound comes down to Chloe Anderson for the streaks. Chloe looking for help, and her pass knocked away. Coming up with the right side, Detra lays it up off the glass and got it. Gotta be strong with the ball when you bring it down.
First score from the field.
Jamie Johnson calls the timeout. Evan Massey wants a 30-second timeout the clock's still running. Clock is still running.
Don't tell him.
Okay. About 2:08 to play. I bet a good 5 or 6 seconds ticked off. A 30-second timeout. Streaks lead 60-27. I didn't see the Richwoods coaches. They apparently did not see it. Nobody has said anything to the officials. So 2:08 to play in the third. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, just off the square, downtown Galesburg, North Broad Street. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. And tonight we're driving a 2011 Nissan Pathfinder SUV. It's a four-wheel drive vehicle. Very, very nice road out on the ride, out on the interstate. Nice, smooth ride. Especially, you don't always get that with a nice, rugged SUV, but this one has a very nice ride. Dual climate control, very nice stereo system in it. The backup camera and all the display on the screen in front. Very nice vehicle. You can check this one out at Galesburg Nissan. Also, 0% financing for 60 months on a lot of the 2011 vehicles. Check them out at Galesburg Nissan, just off the square, downtown Galesburg, North Broad Street. Sadie Hamilton got called for a carry there. I wasn't so sure about that one. I mean, it's one thing. It doesn't get called most of the season.
No.
There are many players that every time they bounce the ball, they carry it, and they don't call it.
Yeah. 18.4 seconds left to go at normal. Moline trails Edwardsville 32-28.
Wow. Now on the left side of travel, right side rather, that is Pierce trying to get to the basket. She didn't know what she did, but everybody else knew she took a couple of steps. And it's a turnover for Richwood. Back in for Galesburg, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Emma Junk, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson. 1:52 to play here in quarter number three as Galesburg 60, Richwood 27. This will be Galesburg's lowest scoring quarter of the game. They scored 27 in each the first and second quarter of this ball game.
Hillcrest was trailing Morgan Park 41-34 at halftime.
bit of a surprise there. Morgan Park has had a decent season, but I don't think as good as what Hillcrest has had. Now back door on the left side, Jamie Johnson lost a handle, able to reel it in, gets to Ty Peachy on the left wing. Ty takes it out between the circles on the dribble, man-to-man defense. Now it's Jamie Johnson out high left side, Emma Junk right wing, Ty Peachy give it go to Jamie Johnson right side, gets it up off the glass, rolls off, no good. And a rebound comes down to Detra, and Jamie's going to get called for the foul.
This official just wants to blow his whistle right now.
Yeah, I think he likes to have everybody watch him the way he was making his signal initially when he blew the whistle. Boy, a nice move by Jamie Johnson that time. I got her hand on the ball again, but Jamie was able to muscle it up, but then the ball bounced off too hard.
Shakes him back the pressure up to about half court ultimately.
1:18 to play in the third, 60-27 streaks. Cunningham across midcourt, right side, trapped up by Megan Young and Emma Junk. Right baseline pass stolen away by Ty Peachy. Cunningham threw a right to Ty. She was able to snatch it away with 1:06 to play in the third. Ty on the dribble gives to Jamie Johnson between the circles down the right side of the lane. Nice look underneath left side. Emma Junk up, no good, but she's fouled by Asia Williams. A nice job by Jamie again on the penetration.
Yeah, great job and a great look. And, you know, something that's got to be said for Emma Junk. Through this season, she is just completely progressed to the point where she's doing a better job with offensive positioning, with defensive positioning. She knows her role on this team to get rebounds, to keep the offense moving, and also plays point on that press.
Puts the first free throw up. And then also another thing, early in the season, some of those passes like that, she was dropping and not holding on to very well, but she's gotten, looks like, some more strength throughout the season and able to reel those passes in and get the shot off as well.
Yeah, her handwork with the ball control has been much better.
And she goes up and nails two free throws, her first 2 points of the ball game, and Myra Diggins will come in for Emma as she gets a nice hand from the streaks crowd. 101 to play in the third quarter, 62-27 streaks. Myra Diggins, Jessica Lieber, Jessica Howard, Sadie Hamilton, and Paige Klink for the streaks. Asia Williams on the right wing. She'll dribble to the baseline. Now she's tied up and stolen away by Jessica Lieber. And now, are they going to call a jump ball? Well, the official stood there and looked at him and finally called a jump ball. And the Knights will keep possession of it. Nice hustle by Jessica Lieber. Also, Sadie Hamilton and Paige Klink down there on that play. Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy check back in. They're in there with Jessica Lieber, Myra Diggins, and Jessica Howard. 49.9 to play in the third.
Moline fell to Edwardsville, 34-28. I think that's the sixth straight time they've lost Edwardsville.
Well, that's about, you know, when you only have, what, about nine downstate teams in Class 4A, you keep playing the same people over and over again. Maggie Cunningham passed to the right block to Williams, is knocked away by Ty Peachy. And it looks like Cunningham may have tweaked her ankle a little bit when she stopped. She was limping a little bit, but she's going to stay in. As she'll inbound from the right baseline, 38.9 to play in the quarter. And it comes to Asia Williams, right wing, 18-footer is up, no good. Rebound to Jamie Johnson. Jamie on the run with it. Brings it across midcourt, right of the center circle, picks up her dribble out high now, and gets to Jessica Howard out far on the right wing. Jessica drives to the right baseline, picks up, gets to Ty Peachy. She'll bring it back out between the circle streaks. So look like they'll work for one shot. 20 seconds to play in the third quarter, 62-27 streaks. Ty Peachy on the dribble, right of the center circle, gets it on the left side of Jamie Johnson out near midcourt. Being guarded by Maggie Cunningham. Jamie on the dribble getting bumped from behind, no call. Now loses the ball midcourt. And boy, one official looked like he was going to call a foul, but they called the jump ball, and that's what Coach Massey's saying. Go ahead and call the foul, please. And Jamie was getting bumped out there by Cunningham.
Well, right. What I would have liked to see, Cunningham came off Jamie to double-team Ty. The ball came over to Jamie. Instead of going to the basket with it, she kind of held on to it and allowed the defense to come back to her. She should have just taken it with the aggressive play to the hoop.
Now the streaks turn it over with 3 seconds to play, and running that down is Dietra right side. Laid it up at the buzzer, and did they count it? Yeah, they did count it. So a bit of a run to end the third quarter. But after three, it is Galesburg 62, Richwoods 29. Galesburg 8 minutes from the Super Sectional. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Ahead of lightning and a dark sky, farmer Jim Flock tried to finish his field work, but when an arm on his crop sprayer got tangled in an overhead power line, he suffered fatal electric burns as he stepped down from the cab.
Sometimes you forget to look up and make sure to see what is above you.
The Flock family wants you to learn how to avoid power line accidents and how to survive if equipment comes in contact with electrical lines. See their story and learn more at saveelectricity.org. Sponsored by the Energy Education Council.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, this is Mandy Anderson from WGIL. An adventure awaits you when Wildlife Prairie State Park opens the gates for the 2011 season on Sunday, February 27th, with a special open house from 10 to 3, which includes free admission, the new adventure store, and family fun activities. Get the details at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. The Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee, Saturday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks 8 minutes away from a sectional championship as they lead the Richwoods Knights 62-29. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson on the floor for the Streaks to start the fourth quarter. Jessica Howard, Megan Young, Jamie Johnson, Sadie Hamilton, and Ty Peachy. Streaks back in a 2-3 zone. This is Maggie Cunningham, left wing, out high right side to Detra. Detra tries to the free throw line, kicks out to Cunningham, thought about the long three-pointer, now dribbles inside the top of the key. Right wing, it goes to Bofast. She nearly traveled with this, swings it to the left wing to Detra. She did travel, drives into the paint. 10-footer up, no good. Rebound to Ty Peachy for the Streaks. Streaks were actually outscored 14-8 in that third quarter, but still lead 62-29. The Streak student section still being loud as a lot of Rich fans were Richwoods fans were walking out at the end of that quarter. They were cheering, "Where are you going?" So they have a sense of humor still. Nice contingent here for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Megan Young left wing to Sadie Hamilton out between the circles. 7-11 to play in the ball game. Sadie got herself caught up in the air. She was going to try to make the backdoor pass to Ty Peachy, but the defense closed out, and Sadie got caught up there and ended up traveling with it. Good thought initially, but you never want to get yourself up in the air.
That's what I was just going to say. Well, Tom, not a whole lot of crowd participation in this game other than the Streak student section, because since the beginning, the Knights fans have been real dejected, and the older Streak faithful have just kind of been kind of bored
on their hands
game.
A bit. Yeah. It's almost like old hat to them. Left baseline, Asia Williams, 18-footer. Wow, high Harper is up and nothing but net for the freshman, Asia Williams.
Coach Herzog's got to be happy with what he's seen from Asia Williams in this game, since she's had to put so many minutes in because of the foul trouble that Carissa London's got herself into.
Now we're down to a 31-point lead, 62-31. Out high left side, Jessica Howard, long three-pointer is good! Her first points of the fourth quarter. That is her eighth three-pointer of the ball game. 65-31 Streaks. Teams still have not learned that you have to guard her no matter where she's at on the court.
No, not at all. This team just kind of continually loses her. She hasn't had a lot of shots where she's putting up with people in her face. Although she's shooting so well, it might not matter tonight.
Gabby Cunningham on the right block with a nice move. Missed it, got her own rebound, put it back up and in, make it 65-33. Cunningham, Gabby playing with four fouls. Carissa London with four fouls as well for Richwoods. Megan Young on the dribble on the near sideline, and now a foul on Maggie Cunningham. She knocked Megan out of bounds. That's her third foul. And
the 19 fouls now on
Richwoods as Megan goes to the free throw line with the chance of the one and bonus. Yeah, it does look like eight now is what they've got up on the board. So Megan Young at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Megan with 3 points on a three-pointer in the first quarter. 65-33 Streaks lead. 5:58 to play in the ball game. Streaks on the verge of heading to the Super Sectional, already in the Sweet 16 with the win the other night. First shot from Megan is up and good with a change from the way it used to be, a Final Four rather than an Elite Eight at Redbird Arena. The winner will move on to the Super Sectional at Pontiac on Monday night. If the Streaks are to get there, as Megan hits the second, we will be there as well with all the action just after 7 o'clock for the pregame. 7:30 tip-off coming up Monday night here on WGIL and WGIL.com. 67-33, long three-pointer right side. Maggie Cunningham way short. She's just trying to show she can do what Jessica Howard does, but not too many people can do. I don't care what level it's at. Rebound comes down, though, to Maddie Pierce. She puts a 10-footer up and in and make it 67-35 Streaks. Ty Peachy across midcourt right side. Picks up, or still on the dribble, picks it up, and her pass knocked away by Detra. Streaks are going to get it back on the far sideline near midcourt with 5:32 to play.
Well, the Streaks right now just want that. You don't want to get out of flow of your game, even though you're up by 32 points. You still want to keep playing and play your game, because you play again on Monday. You can almost use this as a practice.
Boy, Ty Peachy gets mugged at midcourt. She had three green jerseys there. The possession unfortunately points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks, but Coach Massey saying, "Hey, where were the rest of you? There were three Knights out there guarding Ty. Somebody had to be open. Move to the ball."
The one thing I'll say is, I like the enthusiasm of the Streaks fans. He's chanting overrated, but I'm sure they're not aware that this is they're missing their best player right now.
Now a foul is going to be called on
Detra.
Detra. So Detzer picks up her second, and Ty Petey at the free throw line with a chance of one and bonus. 5:24 to play in the ball game. And, you know, I'll still say, you know, granted, Mariah Smith is not playing in this game, but the Streets have played well enough. I'm saying it wouldn't have made a difference in the outcome, the final score maybe, but I don't think in the outcome.
No, well, not with the way they're playing right now. And, you know, I would guess that the Streets had no heads up she wasn't playing, so it's right. Not like they came in with that added knowledge.
Rebound, free throw is no good by Ty. Sadie Hamilton kept the rebound alive. Jamie Johnson was able to come down with it for the Streaks. Sadie has it out high right side. Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young for the Streaks. Jessica out high between the circles, hands off to Ty Peachy. 5:05 to play in the ballgame. Ty dribbles left, now back to the right, picks up her dribble in the center circle. Now Jamie Johnson out high on the left side, thought about the three, didn't put it up though. Hands off to Ty Peachy. I don't know if this is a case where Coach Massey said no threes at this point.
He said use as much clock as possible.
Now Jessica Howard out high on the right side.
Because I would not be surprised if they got another wide open one after a while they put it up. But
yeah, you would think Jessica Howard with eight that she may have the green light at this point with 4:39 to play. Now Streets running some clock. Megan Young out high on the left side. Now Ty Peachy left of the center circle. Right of the center circle, Jamie Johnson. Now the fans are standing and giving the Streaks a hand as they're able to run some time off the clock. Megan Young out on the left side to Ty Peachy, left wing. Back to Jamie with 4:23 to play. Now to Ty Peachy in the center circle. Ty on the dribble in the center circle, gives to Jamie, left of the center circle, left wing to Megan Young. Now to Sadie Hamilton, free throw line, could have gone right to the basket and kicked it back out, but the Streaks called timeout. Evan Massey wanted to get some subs in.
And here come the sophomores.
So it'll be Sharon Diggins, Allison Mangieri, Rainey Sibley, Emma Junker, Chloe Anderson. Five sophomores will be on the floor for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 67-35, the Galesburg lead with 4:13 to play in the basketball game. So these young Streaks are going to get a lot of experience here tonight playing for a sectional championship. 67-35 Streaks with 4:13 to play. The winner, as we said, moves on to the Pontiac Super Sectional coming up on Monday night. They'll play the winner of Hillcrest and Morgan Park. Morgan Park out of the Public League. Hillcrest out of Country Club Hills in South Suburban Chicago. And we'll try to get an update on that one when we can for you. At halftime, it was Morgan Park actually leading in that basketball game.
Yeah, I'll keep my eyes out, see if I can find us an update on that.
Moline Maroons lost their game tonight, their sectional championship to Edwardsville. Where were they? They were playing that one in Normal? Yeah, that's what I thought. So Moline loses tonight. So in for the Streets, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, Allison Mangieri, Rainey Sibley, and Emma Junk, the future of the Galesburg Silver Streaks program, along with, of course, Jessica Lieber, another sophomore. Chloe Anderson gets mugged at midcourt, and she's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
I'm not exactly sure why Maddie Pierce thought it was okay to put her in a headlock, but she did nonetheless.
So Pierce picks up her second foul. Or rather, let's see. That's her second foul. Chloe Anderson, first free throw off the back iron, no good. Chloe had to score the ball game. 4:07 to play, 67-35. Tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys basketball team back in action. Up at Moline against the Maroons, Warden Fieldhouse. It'll be their senior night. Third game in a row, the Streaks have faced somebody on their senior night on somebody else's home floor. Brad and Jim will have the action for you, 7:06 or so tomorrow night. Short shot up and no good. Ball goes to the floor. Chloe Anderson comes up with it and gives to Sharon Diggins. Sharon on the run across midcourt left side, knocked away by Pierce, and the Streaks will have it back on the near sideline. But you'll be able to hear the game tomorrow night here on WGIL and WGIL.com with Brad Bennett with Jim Lee. So the start of the game will probably be a little bit later as over and back is called, but I thought the ball got knocked away by Pierce.
I thought there was enough contact to call a foul.
It looked like Sharon actually got knocked into the backcourt, but the ball is going to go back to Richwoods, and I think Coach Massey's asking the same thing with 3:51 to play.
Quite a few of these Richwoods players wear mouth guards, which is kind of an anomaly in high school basketball. You don't see it very often.
Caitlin McCormick, a 6-foot junior, in for the Knights. Three-pointer from out high on the left side is good for Audrey Lawson. Lawson with her first basket of the ball game. Do I even have her in my scorebook? I thought I did. Maybe I don't. I don't think I even have Audrey Lawson in here.
Paul Herzog with the emphatic three call.
Yeah, I heard that. He got excited about that. Maybe she's related. Another foul on Pierce. That's actually her fourth foul now, so I had her one short. So Chloe Anderson back at the free throw line. Missed that one again.
Chloe's going to have to go to the gym this weekend and get some free throw practice.
3:30 to play. 67-38. Second one off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Ashley Epping, a 5'10 junior in for the Knights. on the right baseline. This is McCormick with it to Epping. 10-footer from the left side, up and no good. Rebound's going to go off Richwood's last, and no, actually, Sharon Diggins runs it down on the baseline. Sharon on the dribble across midcourt, right side. 3:11 to play. Sharon dribbles right side, gets picked from Emma Junk, goes to the baseline, looks for help, kicks out to Rainey Sibley. Now left wing, Allison Mangieri, thought about the three, drives in, ball knocked away, ball goes to the floor, and picking it up is Maddie Pierce for Richwood. Now a steal by Rainey Sibley. Rainey gets fouled, no call, gets a pass off to Sharon Diggins. Sharon left wing on the dribble, now she gets pushed by Audrey Lawson, and going to the free throw line will be Sharon Diggins with a chance to get herself in the scorebook. She'll have two shots with 2:53 to play, and still a 67-38 Galesburg lead.
When I used to come in situations like this, Tom, my goal was to get a foul so I could get in the book. I wasn't necessarily going to get any points.
Is that what Coach Mick Swanson was happy with you doing?
Yeah. Well, he wasn't happy with a lot of things I did, but...
First free throw for Sharon is up and no good. Second shot away. That's off the back iron, no good. Rebound tipped up by Emma Junk, but coming down with it actually goes to the floor. Sharon Diggins comes up with it. Now there's a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward Richwoods with 2:48 to play. So the Streaks look like they're on their way to a Super Sectional to take on the winner of Hillcrest and Morgan Park. That game going on in Park Forest. Shot no good. Rebound to Chloe Anderson for the Streaks. 2:37 to play. Sharon Diggins on the run across midcourt. Gets to Chloe Anderson high post. Brings it out. Kicks to Allison Mangieri right wing. She'll put it on the floor. Picks up. Gives to Sharon in the center circle. She'll dribble right. Pick up. Ball tipped away. And now she finally gets it back and gets it to Chloe Anderson. Chloe dribbles on the right wing. Goes to the baseline and tried to get a shot up. And she's going to be called for the travel. I thought maybe there was going to be either a foul or a jump ball call. But they're going to say that Chloe went up and down with it. So the Streaks turn it over with 2:18 to play. This is Lawson with it on the right block. Pass knocked away, and Richwood will have it back on the left baseline. 2:14 to play. 67-38 Streaks lead. 2:14 to play in the ballgame. Inbounding will be Pierce on the left baseline. Pierce looks over the defense, and a pass knocked away by Sharon Diggins, and this time Richwood will trigger from the right baseline. Of course, we mentioned early on that Mariah Smith, the Richwood star, has not played in this basketball game. In fact, she did not even dress tonight. She did hyperextend her knee the other night against East Peoria as Chloe Anderson steals the inbound pass for the Streaks, and apparently the injury is severe enough that she did not even dress tonight for the Richwood Knights, but the Galesburg Silver Streaks have played a good enough game, it may not have mattered. Sharon Diggins misses a shot on the left side. Emma Junk down with the rebound. She can't hit, but she's fouled. And Emma goes back to the free throw line. She's hit two of them tonight. And a foul is called on Lawson. That is her second. With 1:59 to play in the ballgame, Emma Junk, 5'9 sophomore at the free throw line for the Streaks. First shot is up and good. Emma with 3 points on the night, all from the free throw line, 68-38 Streaks.
This is good playing time right here for Emma because she goes through the rotations and she doesn't see the floor a whole lot in and out, but it's good to get some nice solid time on the floor.
So now Emma 4-for-4 for the free throw line tonight, and she makes it 69-38, 1:57 to play. Lawson top of the key, Streaks back in the 2-3 zone. Right wing, it goes to Bothas, back to Lawson. Long three-pointer from straight on is no good. Rebound comes out long, and Lawson runs it down. Lawson handle on, Sharon Diggins able to pick it up, and she got bumped by, let's see, it went against Bothast, Morgan Bothast. And that'll be her first foul. And going to the free throw line, Sharon Diggins will have a couple of more shots. 1:46 to play in the ball game. First free throw is up and good for Sharon Diggins. Her first point of the night. Now 11 different Streaks have scored in the basketball game. Second shot for Sharon is up and no good. Rebound comes down to Ashley Epping. 1:43 to play. Lawson, top of the key, out high on the right side. It goes to Pierce. Pierce drives right side, splits the defenders, gets it up off the glass and in. Nice move by Maddie Pierce. She laid it up and in and got fouled. That's her second basket of the ball game, and the foul goes against, or they call him Emma Junk for it. She'd have to split between Emma and Chloe Anderson, so a nice move by Pierce. Emma picks up the foul.
That's her
1:46 to play. 70-40 Streaks lead. Maddie Pierce at the free throw line. She's just a sophomore, 5'7 for the Richwoods Knights. Shot is up, no good. Emma down with a rebound. It gets knocked away from behind, and now Emma's going to get called for another foul as Pierce came up with it. And they say Emma got a piece of her. That's her second. And Pierce goes back to the free throw line, this time with two shots. 1:34 to play, 70-40, Streaks lead. First shot for Pierce is up and good. They get 70-41. Streaks look like they'll move on to the Super Sectional Monday night from Pontiac.
I think they're going.
Pretty good bet on that, isn't it? Second shot up and good for Pierce. Unless, you know, Mariah Smith suits up now, I don't think it would matter.
Yeah, I don't think she scored 28 points in the last minute, 34.
Maybe if her father, former Illini Mark Smith, suited up, then maybe. You know, he was 6'8", 6'9". Then maybe they'd have a shot at it. I don't think so, though. We're playing well enough, doesn't matter. Sharon Diggins on the dribble out high right side. 70-42 streaks. Emma Junk in the right corner. Tries baseline. Nice move by Emma. Stops and the ball gets knocked away, and going out of bounds with it is Morgan Bothus. Nice move by Emma. Faked on the outside the three-point arc. Drove baseline. Got to the basket, but the ball was knocked away. Chloe Anderson inbound from the right baseline. 1:21 to play. In it comes to Allison Mangieri on the right wing to Sharon Diggins between the circles. Now in the center. Picks up her dribble. Looks for help. Gets to Emma Junk on the left wing. Emma looks over the defense. Gets to Chloe Anderson out high left side. Now Allison Mangieri between the circles. Dribbles left. Rainey Sibley left wing. She'll fire the three. Off the glass, no good. Emma Junk with the offense rebound. Up off the glass. Ooh, bounces out, no good. Tough shot for Emma. May have gotten partially blocked from behind. And the rebound comes down to Epping for Richwoods. Now this is Bothus with it. On the left side. Driving in is Lawson. She puts it up off the glass and got it. First second basket of the quarter. Make it 70-44. 45 seconds to play. Sharon Diggins, Streaks fans on their feet. Sharon dribbles in left side, up off the glass, and got it. Nice move by Sharon Diggins. She's got three. Make it 72-44. 37 seconds to play. Left wing, this is Epping. Now Rainey Sibley with a steal. Rainey runs down the right side, stops on the wing. Nice look to Sharon Diggins, running the floor, laying up off the glass, and in. 74-44, Streaks, 22 seconds to play. Streaks on their way to the Super Sectional. In the paint, Lawson drives in. 10-footer is up and good. Having herself a pretty good fourth quarter. Make it 74-46. 12 seconds play. 11. Right wing, Allison Mangieri with 9. Sharon Diggins out near midcourt with 7. Sharon Diggins on the dribble with 5. Dribbles right to the basket. Stops. Puts up a 5-footer. Partially blocked. Ooh, she got called for the travel, though. 1.8 seconds to play. The Galesburg Silver Streaks heading to the Super Sectional on Monday night. One game away from the Final Four. Inbound comes to midcourt. Lawson fires a half-court shot. No good, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks are a winner of the sectional championship. Final score, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 74, the Richwoods Knights 46, and the Streaks student sections runs down on the floor to congratulate their team. Now the Streaks able to get out of there and shake hands with the Richwoods players. Wow, the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a huge win tonight. They are sectional champs. A winner over the Richwoods Knights, 74-46. They're going to do the trophy presentation momentarily, and Eric's going to run down and get a chance to speak with some of the winning players for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. So the Streaks now 28-6, and Richwoods finishes their season with a 28-4 record on the season. So they're cutting down the nets for the Streaks now.
Yeah, and just a great, great night for the Streaks. They came out, they played their game, they came out and played hard. And, you know, you can't ask for anything else out of this team. They were unfazed. They knew this Richwoods team was good coming in, and they still came and played their hearts out.
So the Streaks handed the sectional championship plaque here in midcourt. Congratulations to the Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball team, sectional champions, and heading to the Super Sectional Monday night. And they've got some nets. In fact, a couple of nets that were cut down for them here at Metamora High School. That's always fun.
Elite Eight now.
Yep. Unbelievable. What, boy, we've talked about it throughout after the first weekend of the season. Who'd have thought this? So the Streaks heading to the Super Sectional on Monday night against the winner of the Hillcrest Morgan Park game that's taking place. Which school was that? It was in the Park Forest. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was Rich South.
Rich South is where that Super is taking place. And we'll get an update on that before we're done here tonight to know who the Streaks are playing on Monday night. So congratulations to the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 74-46. They just dismantled the fifth-ranked team in the state of Illinois, the Richwoods Knights, and the Streaks are sectional championships. A lot of hugs are going, a lot of pictures being taken now once we get kind of through that all the activity. Eric will get a chance to chat with some of the players. But, boy, what a game.
Tom, it was a heck of a game for this Streak team. They came out. They played hard. You know, we talked early on before the game. You and I talked almost the whole car ride up here. What it was going to take for them to pull off this win. And you know, you don't get to the sectional championship by accident. You get here because you play good games. You play good opponents. We talked about the fact that they played a real good Geneseo game team, and then you play a real good Sterling team. Then obviously a pretty good Ottawa team that came out of that regional. So there were you didn't slough at all getting here. Now the key was going to be, were they going to get here and were they going to play to the extent they could, or were they going to be worried about the fact that this Richwoods team was coming in so highly rated?
74-46, the final score. What a game for the Galesburg Silver Streaks tonight with their victory over the Richwoods Knights. The Streaks heading to the Super Sectional. And one game away from the Final Four and getting back to Redbird Arena. And, you know, I've said it. I had people ask me, how are the Streaks going to do in the postseason? I said, you know, it's in some ways it's feast or famine with this team. I said, I wouldn't be surprised one way or the other. I wouldn't be surprised if they could get to the Final Four if they play well, but I also wouldn't be surprised, as good as their regional is, and if they didn't play well in the first round, that they could lose that first game. They would be one and done. I wouldn't have been surprised either way. I am not surprised. I'm very happy, not at all surprised, what this group of girls has accomplished thus far, and they're not done.
No, they aren't done. And you know what? You go. Now you refocus, and I'm sure Coach is going to tell them, celebrate today.
Yep.
You're going to come back. You're going to have a light practice tomorrow probably. Then go back and let's gear back up and get ready to go for another run. And, you know, Pontiac's one game. You go to Pontiac, all you have to do is win one game. There's no more of this winning two games to get out of a site. You've now win one game and you're gone. So.
And that also means you're bringing home state hardware no matter what happens when you get to Redbird Arena. And exciting enough, but I'm sure these girls are going to get greedy, and they should be greedy at this point.
Well, you have to, and you've got to go in and know that you've played some of the best talent in the state and you've come out victorious, so you've got to keep it up.
74-46, the final score. Eric's going to head down to the court and try to get a word with some of these Silver Streak players as Galesburg victorious. We're going to also bring you our post-game show coming up in just a few minutes. We'll take a break here after we get a chance to talk to some of these Streaks players. Galesburg, a 74-46 winner over the Richwoods Knights. Galesburg, the sectional champions at Metamora. They move on to the Super Sectional coming up Monday night. They'll take on the winner of Hillcrest and Morgan Park. They're playing in the Rich South Super Sectional in Park Forest. As Eric trying to run down one of the Streaks players, I think he's trying to get with senior Jessica Howard. She's actually getting some pictures taken with her parents, Chris and Amy, right now. Boy, what a happy group of young ladies, happy fans here at Metamora High School as the Streaks come up with a victory 74-46 over the Richwoods Knights. And it looks like Eric's going to try to get a word with well, who's he going to get here? There are a lot of hugs going on, a lot of pictures still. And he's making his way back around here. Who's he going to get? Looks like he's going to get hopefully a chance to chat with Streak senior Jamie Johnson.
Thanks, Tom. I'm here with Jamie Johnson. Jamie, obviously not one of your highest scoring games of the season, but this was another one of those team efforts that you guys had to all come out and play.
Yeah.
What was the biggest thing for you in this game for you guys to be successful coming in?
We just wanted to come out and play hard in the first 3 minutes of the game, and we were hitting our open shots, and Jessica was on fire, so it really helped out, and we got a good start.
Well, that's a good point. Two games in a row now, you guys have started red hot to start the game, the Ottawa game, and then obviously this game. I mean, you guys played well against Sterling, too, but both these games, you guys came out red hot. In fact, on this one, you jumped up to obviously a 20-point lead after the first quarter. So, I mean, Tom and I have talked all season about the fact that for you guys to play well, you have to keep that swagger you've shown all season. Is that something you guys feel in the game once you get that momentum going?
Yeah, we try to go hard in the first half, and we like to go in halftime with a good lead, and we just want to keep the momentum going.
Well, now you guys head to Pontiac. What's the preparation like for these three games, or this next game? Do you guys have practice all weekend? Or?
Oh, yeah, we got practice all weekend, and I don't know who we play yet, but I'm sure Coach will get us good prepared.
Well, it's either going to be Hillcrest or Morgan Park, and Morgan Park was up at halftime, so we'll see who comes out of there. But actually, you know, I guess Coach's message he keeps telling us anyway is that you guys need to focus on your game, not worry about who you're playing anyway.
Yeah, we just like to focus on what we do and come prepared and just worry about us. But we also like to know what defense play and stuff like that. So.
Exactly. All right. Well, Jamie, congratulations, and go have some fun and celebrate this victory.
All right. Thank you.
That was Jamie Johnson, Tom.
All right. Streak senior Jamie Johnson as the Streaks win it 74-46 here tonight at the Metamora Sectional. The Metamora Sectional champions moving on to the Super Sectional coming up on Monday night. Now see who Eric's going to run down. Looks like Streak Senior Jessica Howard is going to get a word with Eric coming up here momentarily.
I'm here with Jessica Howard. Jess, another big-time shooting performance for you. You just keep it flowing all season long. How important was it for you and for the team for you guys to come out and shoot so well, and then you specifically?
They just fallen in, and we wanted to obviously get a big lead, and it just kind of happened faster than we thought it did. We didn't really realize how many points we scored, and it just felt really good, and it's just awesome. I don't know what to say.
Well, you know, I just talked with Jamie. She said one of the big keys for you guys was to come out and have a fast start for the first 3 minutes, get some momentum going. You guys came out. You personally were very aggressive shooting that basketball. You started the game 4-for-5 from three and really were lighting it up from get-go. You know, was that your mentality coming out? If you had 2 inches of space, you were letting it fly?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's pretty much all season, just if I have the bottom up and just shooting it in. Sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't. Tonight I felt pretty good, so I'm pretty
okay, well, now, Tom and I talked coming into this that this was the Little Red Bird Arena. The goal was to get the Big Red Bird Arena. What is important for this team to get by whoever you're going to play, either Morgan Park or Hillcrest, on Monday night?
To just, you know, play hard, and we just have to do the ordinary like we do every day in practice, and we can't go out there and try to have our best game. We just need to concentrate on offense and make every offensive possession important. We can't, like, waste any, and just play hard on defense, and I think we'll be okay.
What were your personal team goals coming into the season as far as how far did you expect, or was your desire to get anyway? I mean, obviously coming in, you always want to win the championship, but, you know, are you satisfied now or do you want more?
I mean, obviously we wanted to, you know, win a regional, go to state, all that, and we wanted a banner, and that's what we got, and now we just have to decide what the banner says, so we're just going to play hard.
All right, well, congratulations tonight on tonight's performance, and go celebrate with your teammates, okay? Tom, that was Jessica Howard.
All right, I like, well said. We know we're going to get a banner. We just got to decide what the banner's going to say. Now, Eric's with, still some pictures there. I think he's going to try to get with Mickey Rodriguez and Jessica Lieber as well.
Tom, now I've got Jessica Lieber and Mickey Rodriguez. Girls, obviously, you probably didn't think you were going to come out and jump up with a 20-point lead after the first quarter. That had to have been very, very emotional. But how do you keep riding that momentum that you had coming in and not let them creep back in that second quarter?
Coach Massey just told us at halftime we got to come out 0-0 and play with the same heart and same intensity and match their intensity and play even harder than them. Give it all to them.
Mickey, that game got a little physical at times. They were really bumping a lot. They were trying to push you guys off the basketball, but you guys were able to keep your composure. There's been games this year that seems like the physical play's kind of gotten in your heads or at least bothered you at the very least. What was different tonight?
We knew we had to win the foul line because we knew they were going to try and draw fouls going up, shooting their layup. So we knew we had to keep our composure and, you know, play hard without fouling.
Jessica, 2-for-4 from distance. Mickey, you were 1-for-2. You guys didn't get as many threes up, but was it as much because you weren't open or because somebody else was burning the nets down?
Someone else was burning the nets down. It was pretty much team effort. It was a complete team effort.
Well, lots of hustle out there on the floor. You guys were giving it your all. How at this point, you've won the sectional, you've won the regional. How much do you guys like this system right now and the fact that you get to play hard the whole time, but you also get in and out of the game all the time?
I mean, a lot, because we come out with intensity, and the Grinnell system makes it even more intense because you're going fast all the time.
Jessica, we know you're no stranger to shooting the basketball and letting it fly. You've got to enjoy the system as well.
Yeah, it's fun. Our pace of game makes it fun, and we just run the other team and burn them, really.
All right, congratulations, ladies. Let's get prepared and come out Monday and play hard, huh?
Thank you.
All right, that is Streak senior Mickey Rodriguez, Streak sophomore Jessica Lieber. The Galesburg Silver Streaks, a 74-46 winner over the Richwoods Knights here tonight. They are the sectional champions here at Metamora. Now, Eric's got another one of the Streak players down there with him.
Tom, I'm back on the floor, still looking for all the girls who are out here celebrating. Sadie, you're not even smiling. This should be one of the happier times you've had playing basketball.
It is.
Okay, well, you came out, you played a real good game, 12 points, 5 rebounds, a block, 2 steals. You were all over the floor like you have been. You know, what, when you came into this game, knowing that they had so many bigger players height-wise, you know, what was your mentality coming in as far as what did you have to do on the floor to be successful?
Take it up strong, try to box out as much as I could and get in there and get rebounds.
One of the things Tom and I talked about during the game, Sadie, is throughout the season, you've shown that you're a very strong player. You had a couple baskets today where you finished with contact and still was able to go to the line and convert at least one three-point play. Is that something you guys work on in practice, taking contact and still finishing your layups?
Yeah, we do five-on-three rebounding and just try to get in there with contact.
Well, congratulations, Sadie. Another good performance for you. It's just going to keep getting tougher. Coming into this next game, you know, you obviously continue to be as key to this team as they need that rebounding. What specifically are you going to be looking at in this next game as far as it goes? Because obviously you don't know who you're playing against yet, but, you know, what's your game plan coming into Monday?
Just play hard no matter who our opponent is. Just get in there, play together, and play hard.
All right, congratulations. Thank you again, Sadie.
Thank you.
All right, Galesburg junior Sadie Hamilton here as the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Richwoods Knights 74-46, the final score in the ball game. The Streaks are sectional champions. They'll play Monday night. They'll play the winner of the Hillcrest-Morgan Park sectional. And we're trying to wait to get an update on that one. And IHSA website not quite updating it as of yet. Morgan Park was up at halftime of that basketball game. Now Eric's going to get a word with Ty Peachy.
All right, Tom, I'm here with Ty Peachy. Ty, you're the most popular person on this floor. You keep avoiding me because I've tried to grab you twice before now and you keep running away from me.
I keep finding people who want to hug. It's like, hey, let's hug, yeah. So it's awesome.
What is the feeling like right now? Sectional champ.
I can't even, like, I'm just so excited right now. It's so unbelievable. It's great. I love it.
What is the biggest key now? Obviously, you need to refocus and get ready for Monday, but how do you refocus? You've had two championships in 2 weeks. I mean, you've got to be a little greedy at this point.
Yeah. I mean, we want to win state, you know, so that's the ultimate goal. But we do have to get refocused, get under control a little bit, settle down, and get back at it. You know, tomorrow's a new day at practice, and we're going for it.
Coming into the game, did you guys know Mariah Smith was not going to play?
No, we didn't know. Actually, I didn't know until Jessica and I ran out of the high-fiving thing when they called their names. And she's like, is Mariah Smith down there? I was like, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't, number-wise, I don't know. And she's like, she's not here. And I was like, okay, let's do this.
What did that do? I mean, did that give you guys more confidence? Or were you guys ready to go? It didn't matter if Mariah Smith was playing all five positions.
Not being cocky or anything, but it didn't matter. Like, we came for a purpose. It doesn't matter who's playing. It made it easier that she wasn't here. She's very good. But it didn't matter because we're determined. We're ready to go. So.
Well, I got a little physical out there. Did you survive without any injuries?
Oh, no, I was fine. Some other girls got scratched up a little bit, but it was good. It's right. Basketball, so.
Congratulations. Enjoy it, and let's go after them on Monday, huh?
All right, let's do it.
All right, that was Ty Peachy, Tom.
All right, thanks, Eric, and to Ty, and the congratulations to the Silver Street girls basketball team as they defeat Richwood 74-46 was the final score. And let's see if we can get Coach Massey. Looks like he's trying to... Is he trying to get off the floor? Want to try to get a word with him coming up. Oh, he's been busy talking to the rest of the media as well. Streaks with a win, 74-46, the final score. We'll see if we can get Coach Massey to come up. As I don't think maybe Eric's going to get a word with. He's going to try to get him come up this way. Okay, 74-46 the final. The Streaks a winner over the Richwoods Knights and sectional champions. And, boy, like the things some of the Streak players said as we're joined by the Streaks head coach. And first off, Coach, congratulations. A great win tonight over a very good basketball team. You know, Eric was down on the floor talking with some of your players. I like a couple of things that were said by Jessica Howard. That we've got a banner, but we need to decide what goes on that banner. And Ty said, Eric mentioned, did you know that Mariah Smith wasn't going to play? And she said, it didn't matter. We planned on winning anyway. I really like that attitude.
Yeah, to be honest, I think now after the game, the kids are probably act more savvy and smarter than they were before the game. Quite honestly, I don't know that anybody but Jamie of the players realized she wasn't playing.
Yeah.
And that's the way we wanted it. We wanted our focus on ourselves.
Well, and there's going to be a lot of talk, and I don't care, and I said it throughout the broadcast, the way you guys came out and played this basketball game, yes, she would have made a difference in the game because she's an outstanding basketball player, but the way you guys came out and played, I don't think the outcome would have been any different. Might have been a closer score.
I don't really care what, you know, somebody says. It's like, you know, Coach Reynolds has to do. And our kids, it's a tremendous accomplishment. I don't know what we've got now, 28 wins? 27
yes, 28.
Wins, 28. So I'm very proud of the kids. They've had a great season. They play hard. I'm very excited about them.
Boy, and what a great job they did tonight. I mean, they just came out and did everything you asked them. I know Eric and I were talking on the way down about some of the things you guys needed to do, and you just came out and did every one of them. I mean, just the things that you ask of them, and if they can go out there and do what they practice, do the things you tell them to do, they're going to be successful, and that's obviously been the case.
Yeah, I mean, we created tempo, we got turnovers, and then we just shot the ball unbelievably well, and so that was the difference maker.
Well, what an exciting team to watch. Congratulations again. And what's the schedule now between now and Monday? Obviously, you don't get time off. It's a short turnaround.
Right. My nephew had filmed him up there on Tuesday. If Hillcrest wins, we've probably got right now four or five tapes on them to look at. If Morgan Park wins, we'll probably have a couple tapes on them.
Actually, I just got a final: Hillcrest 81, Morgan Park 76.
Okay.
And they're a team that obviously they've kind of looking up and down their schedule. They like to get up and down the floor and score a lot of points as well.
Definitely. They're a very good team. So we'll have our hands full, but tonight we'll just celebrate.
Coach, congratulations on the win, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on our post-game show as the Galesburg Silver Streaks come out with a nice win. Sectional champions, they defeat the Richwoods Knights 74-46. We are going to take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball at WGIL and WGIL.com.